original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, this is The Dina and Greg Show. I'm Greg Potter, and Dina Martinez is running a few minutes late at the moment, so she will be here with us in a second. But I am in the studio here with Paul Sutherland. He is a friend of mine that came in to join us for the show today. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi, Greg. I'm fine.
Good. Just fine.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay. So, Paul is here with me. He's a casting associate. So, So we'll talk with him a little bit more about his life in a bit. But right now, how was your weekend, Paul?
It's pretty good. How was yours?
It was good. Just pretty good. That's all I get.
Well, I'm just waiting on weekend blah here.
Weekend blah? Yeah. Well, I introduced you already, so we're already to the weekend blah.
I know. I'm waiting to hear what the blah is.
That's it. That's what we're talking about. So you yelled at your roommate last night, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I mean, not last night, but Friday night.
Friday night, yeah.
Okay.
A mixture of too much alcohol and more alcohol.
And you apologized yesterday, so.
Yeah, I did.
Good. Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Well, you look all nervous and a little like, okay, now we're on the radio.
Well, as soon as the headphones come on.
Okay. You know. So I have a very special story to tell, but I promised Dina that I would wait. Dina's been in Miami all weekend, and she wore a one-piece swimsuit and was out, and she was so nervous about it. So nervous, and she got out. So I can't wait to see her and hear all about the One Piece. And then I'll share my special story, my fuck-up story from Friday night that she missed. But Paul actually got to witness the beginning of it, the build-up, and then he had no idea it happened until we met a little bit ago. But we were out Friday night. Did you have fun Friday?
Sure, yeah.
We went out. It was... one of our friends, Chelsea, is going back to Florida for her senior year of college and to be back with her girlfriend. And so we went and took her on a proper night out in West Hollywood. So, had some drinks at Fiesta Cantina and then ended up at 11. It was fun. Do you have anything to add?
Well, you know, I was actually remembering the first time I went out with you, which was also the last time before Friday. We went to 11, and I don't know if you ever brought it up, but you had something happen to you there.
I got vomited on. Yes. Dina and I brought it up that night, or that next day on the show. I think that was actually our first show or our second show.
It wasn't the second show.
Okay.
That was the first show I listened to.
Okay. So, I got vomited on one night. It was not pretty. If you witnessed it. Or heard about it.
Or were the person who vomited on
Yeah,
her.
Seriously, bitch. Really. It's not even her. I'm not upset with her. I'm upset with her friend still. God, how am I bitter over that? And that was like 2 months ago. Anyway, if you would like to call me here at the studio and talk to Paul or me or Dina when she gets here, the number is 818-602-4929. That's 818-602-4929. Do you have anything else you want to add to the weekend?
Well, I'll wait until we talk about what happened to you.
Okay.
Because my weekend consisted of going out with you on Friday and doing absolutely nothing on Saturday. So.
Okay. Well, absolutely nothing.
Well. Yeah.
Makeup. Okay. Well, let's talk about some current events. Paul Abdul is no longer American Idol. What are we to do? What are they going to do? Apparently, possibly Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice, is going to come on. Not sure. This is just in the news today. So we'll see. What are they going to do with...
Well, does this mean that nobody liked Kara at all? Was I the only person in the world that liked Kara?
You know, I haven't read anything about Kara, if she's even going to...
Did you watch last season?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course you know I did.
Yeah. So, I mean, what, you didn't like Kara? You
I loved her.
You don't want to see her fill in
for
Paul?
But I thought it's now four judges, and she would be just part of it.
No, I think the four judges system was... contrary to how they, you know, how the show was supposed to work in the first place, which was you had Randy who, you know, was sort of in the middle, and Simon who was sort of against everything, and then you had Paul who liked everything, and that was like a balance. So, I mean, when you had four, didn't that throw off the balance for you? I mean,
no, I liked it.
Okay, I didn't like it.
Okay.
But I liked Kara.
I enjoyed her. I hope she's back now. oh no, my sympathy's gone to her. Fuck Paula. Well, and they're talking about what they're gonna do with Paula.
Oh, she's gonna go to So You Think You Can Dance.
Or ABC offered her, apparently this is just today, I've just read it quickly, a job on Dancing with the Stars.
I bet they can offer her more money, actually.
And ABC?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to see her on that, though.
Well, Dancing with the Stars is more popular than...
I hate Dancing with the Stars.
I've never watched it.
I watched it, like, twice.
I don't want to see the guy from Seinfeld, Peterman, dancing with anybody, really.
Who?
You know, the guy who played Peterman on Seinfeld.
Oh. Is he on the new season? When does it start?
No, I think he was on a season years ago. And that's what...
That does not appeal to me at all.
Indicated that I shouldn't be watching.
Let's put attractive men and women with unattractive men and women and make them dance. Wait, they already have that show. It's called Dance Your Ass Off.
Oh, yeah.
Which I watched a few shows of and I liked a lot. And now I'm completely unfaithful.
I was never really able to get that into So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
And when all the attractive people, when all the cute boys were kicked off, I really wasn't able to get
it. Oh, now we're talking about So You Think You Can Dance. Let's talk about that. Yeah, Janine was the winner. And you didn't even watch it. You witnessed...
It's on the DVR, so I might...
Okay. You witnessed me talking with someone at my job, who is a regular at my job. And I bawled my eyes out the entire show. It was ridiculous. I was on my couch, the little fag with the tissues and a beer, just crying my eyes out.
Well, yeah. I was happy to hear that Brandon, right?
Yeah.
Didn't win.
You did not like him at all.
Nah, I thought he was a jackass.
Yeah. He's talented, but yeah, he was... Janine, I'm very happy.
And he had a huge neck.
I don't really go around thinking, what kind of neck do people have?
I thought it was a little too big.
Yeah. That person has an oddly arranged neck. A very large neck.
And he danced like a girl.
Yeah. Well, he was a little gay.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but...
I know for sure.
Pretty sure he's a little faggy. Anyway. Yeah. So that's So You Think You Dance. I was looking through stuff today, and there was an article in The Humanist. I'm moving on. Are you okay with moving on?
Yeah.
Because Instinct had this, the August Instinct was just about pets. Did you see it at all? No, wait, you didn't even know what Instinct was until I brought it up too.
No, but it actually sounds like it could be a magazine about animals, so.
Yeah, but it's really
not surprised
a gay and lesbian magazine, which I do love, but I'm confused on having just an entire issue dedicated to pets. I mean, it goes very well here in LA. But one of the things in it was a piece of something you could do from Channel 4 that has a website for you to go see if your dog or pet is gay. They're calling it the Pet Gayometer. Really? Really? It's one thing to see all the gays and lesbians here in West Hollywood with all their pets, but it's another to actually see them go online and...
Yeah, well, aren't most people's dogs fixed? So.
Yeah, but it's such an odd...
They shouldn't be having sex with anybody or anything.
It's still weird. Still weird. Anyway, if you want to call us at the studio, it's 818-602-4929. 818-602-4929.
Tell us if your dog is gay.
Yeah, tell us if your dog is gay.
Or your cat.
Do you have a homosexual animal at home? Is your goldfish a faggot?
No, I know penguins are gay.
Penguins can be gay, yes. Well, some dogs can. And back home, Holly, I hope you're listening. Back home, my good friend Holly Ace used to live at this place called Harbor Point out on the lake, and we would sit out every night and have drinks. And the ducks, the mallards that would come by, they were actually gay. There was like a group, not really a flock, what do you call it? Just a group of gay ducks.
Gaggle.
A gaggle. A gaggle of geese. A gaggle of gays. There was this group of ducks that... They would always come visit us, and they would be catty with one another and make fun of each other. And, yeah, they were gay. Gay ducks. Anyway, Holly, I just found a picture, a black and white picture of us from out at Harbor Point, and I'm going to share it with you as soon as I talk to you or see you. So, anyway, with that said, yeah, gay ducks and gay animals. Call us. Okay, there was an article in The Humanist about footnote 26 in the Iowa marriage decision. It dealt with Maggie Gallagher using the word calling anyone who said that same-sex unions and opposite-sex unions are a bigot. Anyone who disagrees with that is a that if they're not the same, is a bigot. And then it went in to show what the footnote said. So the footnote says, the research appears to strongly support the conclusion that same-sex couples foster the same wholesome environment as opposite-sex couples and suggests that the traditional notion that children need a mother and a father to be raised into a healthy, well-adjusted adult, into being well-adjusted adults, is based more on stereotype than anything else. She took that, she ran with it, with the word stereotype, and added the word bigot to it. So, yeah. So it kind of goes in and then rebuttals that gays and lesbians get made fun of too. But that's in The Humanist. Check it out.
But that's like a playground argument. It's like, if you don't agree with me, you're stupid.
Completely. And then they went into a basic ideology from logic, is if you argue about this point, argue point A, and then counter argue with it with point B, and throw in C, then C turns out to be the argument, if that makes any sense at all.
Not really.
Probably not. I'll draw a diagram. So anyway.
That helps me, but not anybody else.
Yeah. So we'll put a diagram on our website, which is DinaAndGregShow.com. Yeah. So would you like to bring up the next part?
Sotomayor?
Yes.
Is that because you can't pronounce her name?
No, only when I read it. I can say it. Sotomayor. What is wrong with me? Anyway, I love her, though.
Is it Mayor or Mayor?
Mayor.
Okay. So it's just as it's spelled.
And I read it, and then I see Mayor.
Yeah.
But think it's my... Anyway.
Well, we were having an argument about
she's
her.
She's our first Latina Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
I love her. I've loved her since the get-go. I think we've established that on previous shows.
Why do you love her, though?
I just love her. I just love her. It's totally aesthetics. Like, she's someone that I would go have a beer with.
Okay. You know, I think she's too conservative for me.
She's a little conservative, but, you know, after a couple beers, I'd get it out of her. So, yeah. I've got a little update from in Texas. A few weeks ago in Fort Worth, there was the beating of Jason Chapman when the police went in and raided the bar, the gay bar in Fort Worth, and kind of just went in there. And just the update is the police officers failed to ensure that agents submitted a report on using force during the arrest. They did not take appropriate action after learning they didn't wear proper attire during the raid and did not notify supervisors that multiple arrests had been made that night. So, yeah, the police officers are completely to blame. Dina Martinez just walked in the studio, and you are a hot mess. Get on. She is. Wait, hold on. Yeah.
Honey.
Wait, yeah, okay. Hi.
I'm so not in the mood right now. Cab rides in LA are fucking brutal. I just spent like $89 to get to
LAX. Shut up, really? $55 my ass.
And my arm's still gimpy, so I'm trying to get my fucking bag, which is well overweight, into your car was a pain in the ass. And then what happens? All these hot straight boys are standing outside talking. She trips up the stairs.
Oh.
I'm a comedy of errors right now. It's not even cute. Hi, honey.
Hot straight boys?
The ones that just fed
Paul. I think there was one that was hot.
Was it the ones that just fed Paul a beer while we were waiting to get in?
Somebody fed you a beer?
Yeah, they've got Coors next door.
Oh, yeah.
What was their band name again?
Oh, that sounds
whiskey
good.
Something.
Yeah, okay. Well, I had Coors with whiskey sour.
Holy shit. Hi, I'm Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter. Hi. And we're here with Paul Sutherland.
Oh, my fucking God.
Hi. So, hi.
Hi.
I told everyone that you were in a one piece.
Uh-huh, I was. And a sarong. It was interesting. I was like, ew, I feel good.
Were pictures taken?
No.
Why not?
I would have stabbed somebody in the throat if they would have taken pictures of me and my one piece.
Huh? Where was the sarong?
Where was it?
Yeah.
Where was it?
I wore it in my hair. I had actually had a matching scrunchie too. So Midwest. It was fantastic.
Oh.
Hi, I'm exhausted. It's been a long trip.
Do you want me?
And can I just tell you guys, the humidity in Florida is stupid.
How was that?
It's stupid. It seriously was like walking into a wet sauna.
I bet.
Horrible. And being plus size and full of estrogen is not, you know, beneficial. And the whole humidity process. So what's going on? Where?
We were just updating we're on the Texas raids. We just finished up with that.
Yeehaw! I was just in Texas today for a hot minute.
So I threw that. Oh, it's not even on yours. It's on mine.
Yay!
So we're just getting into entertainment. Entertainment. Do you want me to tell you the story?
Yes, tell me the story. I've got to know this.
So we went out Friday night. We've already talked about that. We went out to say goodbye to Chelsea, little lesbian.
Yes.
And
The little lesbian.
Who fucking looked so hot? Did she not look hot? I'm so upset she's leaving. She needs to stay in town and become a power lesbian. I mean, she's already a power lesbian, but she's, you know, because she was interning.
I'd be okay if she stayed in... was a regular lesbian.
I know, but she has all the equipment to become one. Anyway.
Yeah, she was sporting some great cleavage. Her boobs look great, man. That's hot.
Hot tits.
Her tits are rocking, babe.
So.
Whiskey Sour's rubbing off on me already.
He's been kind of shy this entire show, but now he's starting.
I was like, he said two words since I've been in here.
I know, but he's.
I was like, you're nuts.
Well, I was thinking that I could say even less than that now that you're here, but yeah.
No, stop it.
Don't shut up. Anyway, so we went out. So picture it outside of 11. I'm drunk with a bunch of drunks. What are you doing?
You're drunk with a bunch of drunks.
With a bunch of drunks.
Imagine.
And so, first of all, I throw Paul. Paul's yeah, friend.
Yes.
And our friend Tati into a cab. Literally, like, then, oh, what are we going to do? Who's going to go?
You pick them up and toss them like
basically,
it was horseshoes.
Basically, yeah. Nice. Basically. And
you threw money at us.
I threw money at you and I said, go the fuck home.
Literally, you said that.
I believe it. There was no doubt.
Get in the fucking cab.
I've known him long enough.
That's so Potter. Anyway, so then...
A Subaru cab, right? Subaru wagon.
No, it was a normal cab.
Nice.
So then the lesbians are waiting for a friend. And what? Kat's not even a lesbian, no. So I can't say that.
She was so over it, too.
So over...
The night?
Yeah.
I mean, she was sitting in the street.
She wasn't feeling well at all. Poor girl. Like, you would have loved her. You would have loved... She's this English girl who's been here for 2 months, and she's got to go back in 2 weeks. Well,
me. Give me a girl with an accent, and I'm moving.
Seriously. So an accent comes into my story.
I'm a lesbian.
An accent comes in the story later.
Yay!
In the
scene, another one.
Later. Yeah, with the kicker. So I get them into a cab because they realize their friend isn't going. I throw them in a cab, and I'm about to hail a cab myself. And I hear, "So do you have anyone else to throw in a cab?" I don't even know what that dialect was, but I look around, and this tall, skinny, scruffy man, probably 24, 25, is. You know, asking me, and I'm like, no, not really. I'm like, I don't know how to do this because I'm drunk. He's like, well, you're kind of cute and da-da-da, like, whatever. So I start talking to him because he threw me a compliment. And we're talking.
You're so easy.
I learned that he has been left and all his friends have returned to Santa Monica. And so I'm like,
In the just that evening or permanently?
Just that evening. And really, retrospect, I should have threw
just
him.
Curious.
I should have just threw him on the floor and told him to get the fuck back to.
Threw him on the floor.
The four,
oh,
the four,
on
as
the
in
floor,
the four
the
bus okay. That goes to Santa Monica on Santa Monica Boulevard.
In retrospect, which is
so instead, I invited him to come home.
Uh huh.
Because and at this point, actually, believe it or not, I was saying you can sleep on my couch. You know.
Mm-hmm. That's what you were saying.
Yeah, that's the words.
Hi, you walked up to me and said, can you throw me in the cab with you? Yes, why don't you come all over my face? I mean, to my house.
So.
And then.
We get to my house. We are upstairs. I have some beer, of course. So we have a beer. And that red vodka, the vampire vodka that yes. Ben gave us, he got into that.
Okay.
What?
That kind of creeps me. Somehow I think this is going to turn bad.
Oh, it's going to turn. Get ready. So he's drinking this vodka. And first of all, and then the next day I realize how much he fucked up my sheets because it's so, you know, the dye.
Oh, the.
Yeah. Anyway. So we continue. He answers the phone. He asks Jen to turn down the TV.
Yeah, oh, no, ma'am.
He becomes completely kind of bitchy. But I had already seen his penis.
Wait.
In the cab.
Wait, he showed it to you in the cab?
Yeah. So, yeah.
I took all the fun
I have a penis
it.
Story, too. Go ahead, though.
So, I was like, ooh, hello. You're not sleeping on my couch. So, we get back. Jen gets pissed off. We go to bed. Little PG-13 stuff. We pass out. Because I'm hammered and he is hammered. Hammered. Mm-hmm. Like, even now more hammered. So get up the next morning. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, maybe some morning action's going to happen. Not really happen.
So your ass didn't get hammered.
Wow. No, it didn't. So, anyway. So he's talking the phone still. Like, fucking would not get off the phone. Talking to his mom. His mom's apparently... His name's Ron, just so you know. His mom is
to beware.
To beware. His mom is Australian. His father, he talks to his father, and he's speaking German. Like, and his father's German and learning all this stuff. And he's kind of intriguing, although he's got the fucking worst attitude in the world. So he's talking to someone else. He asked me to drop him off at La Cienega and Santa Monica. And so I'm like, okay, that's no problem. I've got to run the bank anyway. So I'm getting my stuff, and I get my keys, and I get my ID, and I'm like, where's the change from the cab ride? I'm thinking, and I'm like, where's my ATM card? And you know I misplace shit all the time. Like,
yes.
Not lose stuff. I'm not one of my friends who loses stuff.
Right.
But I misplace it for a little bit. So I didn't really think anything of it. And he's now, oh, I like you so much. Let's go out on Wednesday night. I'll make reservations. Getting so, like, into this. And I'm like, really? I'm sorry, Paul. You've already heard this. Getting all into this.
Deal, honey. Deal.
And I'm
it was the abridged version. I'm hearing the,
yeah.
The full version now. So.
So I'm like, really, really, I'm so bored by this. Why, you know, obviously I'm not into you. Why are you not picking this up? This is our basic one night stand. I'm done talking to you for the rest of my life.
He's not picking that up, but apparently he will pick up spare change and debit or credit cards.
So you're getting to that already.
You're ruining the story. I was like, sorry.
So we get in the car, and then he's like, let's go to London in a couple of months. For my brother, it works for an airline, and let's do this. And I'm like, what the fuck? You just met me. Like, really? Really?
Let's get married. Let's have a Napa wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
So I dropped him off, go to the bank. Did not find a parking spot, so I go all the way around the block again, because you know how close Wells Fargo is to that intersection. Go all the way around the block again, parking, get inside, and I'm like, so I need to deposit this, get some money out, and I need to check the balance, check what's going on with my debit card, because I have a feeling something's going on. So the lady at the teller checks it, and she's like, well, you've got this $80 debit. I'm like, yep, I know that. $46 at this at Fiesta Cantina. Yep, I know that. And then she's like, and this $30 from some cafe. I'm like, where does it give me the location of the cafe? She's like, yeah, La Cienega. I'm like, fucking it. I'm like, really? Cancel it. Debit card right now. Cancel it. So she's laughing, giving me a little smirk. Like, what's going on with the little gay boy? Like, you know, what's going on? So I get
the homosexual is panicked.
I know. So I finished taking care of it. I'm like, are you interested at all in what's going on? She's like, and I knew she was, but professional wise, she couldn't ask. So I'm like, I'll tell you. And then when I leave, you can tell everyone else, and you guys can have a great laugh to your Saturday morning. So I told her, and at first she's like, I'm not going to laugh. I can't laugh. I'm not going to laugh. I told her, and she was cracking up. So anyway, that's my story. I got robbed.
That's so horrible. You know, I've had something kind of like that happen. I was really drunk when I was living in Dallas, and I'm not like passed out on the ground drunk, but I'm sitting there in front of this bar in one of the little benches, and this guy comes up and he's all like all over me, tying down my throat, and then all of a sudden he's like, his hand is, you know, down there, and I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden he gets up and says, and just walks away. I'm like, what? And I reach in my pocket. Nothing. I was so not. Oh. I've lived in New York. I've lived in L.A. And I get pickpocketed in Dallas. What the fuck?
It's always anyway. The smaller cities. But seriously, you and I should write.
That's crazy.
Write a mini sitcom on when one night stands go bad.
Or a cautionary book about how to avoid.
But I can't really say
trick
that.
Robbing.
My new theory, Jen and I were talking about, and I brought it up with Paul, is that I just cannot have a one-night stand after 1:30 a.m. Pacific Central Time or Pacific Standard Time.
I don't understand why that prevents somebody from robbing you.
Well, no, it's just that's when all the bad one-night stands.
All the bad seeds come out around.
And I have to say Pacific Standard Time because I've had some really great, you know, in other parts of the country, especially like
bars stays open. Bars stay open later.
No, well, no, they only stay, you know, stay open till two, like in the Midwest. Like okay, I'm thinking my new love, my not love interest, but the boy who I
obviously not Ron,
not Ron. I'm just thinking, you know,
Ron in Santa Monica,
tall and scruffy and Australian/German.
Yes. So no, I was just thinking when I was home
so
last.
So I had Australian German dick.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like a mixed breed of dog, but
yeah. Okay, anyway,
just kind of curious.
Where was it going with this?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't even know. I wear what the
no, 130.
Oh,
yeah, because I've had something like right now. My small interest, not small, because I really enjoy talking to him, and I've been texting him like constantly.
Not small,
and yeah, not small. but back in Madison, you know,
Wisconsin.
So, yeah,
yeah.
Who I've, you know.
Yeah. He's a really cute boy.
Yes.
That I haven't met.
Possible firefighter.
Heard, but.
The possible firefighter, yeah.
Oh, yes. Mama likes anyway. Firefighter, honey.
So, anyway. Okay. Well, with that said, hi.
Hi.
You have a penis story from this weekend.
Okay. So, I've been at this, like, media convention all week with work, and it's been weekend since Thursday. Well, anyway. Okay. First of all, I don't stay out and party every night anymore. Seriously, 5 o'clock.
First night
I'm there, 4 o'clock the second night I'm there, 4 o'clock the third night I'm there, and this morning was not cute.
What were you expecting? Remember the first time
I
went to Vegas?
I was just trying.
That's all I had to say.
I was just trying to maintain, and I did a really good job. I was just like, I still don't feel well, and I'm totally knackered. But anyway, so last night, one of the strippers at this party was conned into pulling out a flesh jack. Do you guys know what that is?
What?
A flesh jack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fleshlight.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I know what the flesh
flesh
light
jack,
is.
Fleshlight, whatever. Anyway, so, and it was quite interesting. And all I could think the whole time he was doing it was, I am not cleaning that up. And the next thing I know, this other boy gets right under him. And I'm like, wow, this is the first party I've ever been to that's been like this. And I haven't been involved or semi-naked. But it's been a long time since my early 20s.
You're a pretty girl.
My very early 20s. You know, what is it?
Just so you
anyway,
know.
Anyway, I was like, oh my God, penis. I haven't seen one in so long.
Except in pictures. I thought it was a magical unicorn. yeah. Just so you know, we have to go on Thursday. I promised you to Jen. Does that make sense?
To the training bar?
Yes. I promised it to Jen.
I'm afraid I'm going to be so tired, though.
Oh, my God. Let's not.
I'm getting a tattoo tomorrow. Well, two.
Where?
And I'm so excited on my shoulder.
On your shoulder.
Like, what do you call this right here?
Shoulder?
Your shoulder.
Yes. My shoulders. Not on
what
that.
What do you call this right here?
Well, on this top is of shoulder, too, but wait, I'm not.
On top of my
clavicle?
Boob.
On my anyway. On my
breast?
Chest part of my shoulder. Chest. Above my breast. Kind of. This is not a classic anecdote at all.
We should have Josh
excited.
In here, actually.
I know, totally. I'm going to bring him in. On
I wasn't even thinking about that.
So, but he's so straight and kind of
but fun. When when Alyssa was here and Alyssa
so
and I
fun.
Went in there, he totally wanted to fuck Alyssa.
And I kind of did, too, yeah. But that was...
what
I'm
is
so not a lesbian.
Okay.
But I had a really good time with the lesbians this week. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What's now?
Travel. Delta and Northwest are offering double miles for everyone. They better fucking be because I got fucked up last time I flew home and they rerouted me because they had to cancel flights and I went to Atlanta. Milwaukee to Atlanta to LA. What the fuck is that? And didn't you coming back from New York?
No, going to New York was pretty damn bad. It was like, I've never been in a car as old as that plane was. It had like...
Oh my God.
What was that?
I saw it had propellers.
With my
fingers. I had to wear a scarf and goggles and... You know. No, but I actually got hit on by the flight attendant. That was nice.
Nice, I'm jealous.
He asked me if I lived in... I can't remember.
You can swear, it's okay.
I know, but now I can't remember where he asked. I lived. The gay part of New York.
Chelsea?
No.
West Village?
No.
And now Brooklyn.
My vagina.
Oh, it's like the gay artsy.
There's the new part in Brooklyn.
With, Brooklyn. Yeah. Yeah, I mean it was
but
Brooklyn.
But what's the name in Brooklyn?
Christopher Street. I don't know, honey. It's been so long.
It's where it's Matt and Damon.
Williamsburg.
Right now. Williamsburg.
He asked me where I lived in Williamsburg.
The new up and coming.
That was how he hit on me.
And you said yes.
I said no.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so
because I thought he was referring to Virginia.
Oh.
That was my first exposure.
I love that.
To Williamsburg.
So, okay, people, this whole weekend of traveling, just my perspective on traveling, why do people lose their fucking mind when they get on an airplane?
I don't know.
Two of the flight, I had to take four legs of flights, whatever, two going and two coming back. Well, one going and one coming back, some big ass lady would stand up in the middle while they're like, please take your seat so that the pilot can push back. We're trying to leave. Take your seat, put your luggage away, set your fucking asses down, and welcome to American Airlines. Now, I was just like, are you kidding me? And this one skinny bitch, she sounded like she was from, I don't know, she had an accent. She was pretty, but she just annoyed the fuck out of me because she's like, I have to go to the bathroom. So she goes to the bathroom, and we're like, we're trying to leave, and you're the only one up, and you're the only reason we're not moving. And the lady came out, and while she was going there, the flight attendant was like, you know, ma'am, we're about to leave. We can't leave until you sit down, you know? And she goes, I have to go to the restroom. So she goes into the restroom, right? And I'm fuming because I am bitter at this point in time. And so she gets back. To her, she comes out and she goes, that was very rude to the flight attendant, who really wasn't rude. I would have been ruder when I was a flight attendant. So she went back to her seat, right? And then she gets her husband involved. It turned into like a 20-30 minute fiasco where the husband's coming back with her saying, you were rude to her. Why were you rude to her? And this other guy sitting by them was just like rolling his eyes. And everybody's like, really? Sit the fuck down now. It's like when people turn on you in the middle of something because you're messing up their lives right then.
Completely. I love those people.
And that happened to me twice today. This one lady would not sit down. And I'm like, woman. Anyway.
Welcome back home, mama.
Thank you.
I want to share a plane story too that involves a small plane. One time when I was flying to New York out of Milwaukee, I got on the plane, and for the first 10 minutes before we even took off, it was this guy, I was in the back of the plane, and this guy just was very, very gay. I can't believe this plane is so small. Why are we sitting here? That seat is over there. I'm going to put my luggage in that seat. I cannot believe this plane is so small. Why can't we get a bigger plane? Just going on and on and on and on. So we get in the air, and he finally moves over to this other seat. And so who he sits with is this very outgoing lady, and so he has to gotta tell her, I can't believe this plane is so small. Da, 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 da. And she's like, I know, but how are you doing today? And they get talking. She's like, my name is Sharon, as in like we're sharing this seat. And I'm just like, oh, Sharon, you are precious, and you're putting up with that asshole.
I love
anyway.
It. I know you. When you travel, you talk to everyone. And when I travel, I'm the kind that just sits there, puts my headphones in, and I'm like, leave me alone. If I gotta sleep, I sleep. Give me a diet soda, blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm that way too, especially when I'm with somebody that I know.
That's even better.
Yeah, okay. Well,
travel.
There's a new online gay-friendly high school in January, Maplewood, Minnesota. They are putting on, in order to reach students who live in rural areas that do not have access to many resources. And then also it goes into protecting students from bullying and act as a safe haven. Many fear that they will simply be further isolated from their peers. I agree with that.
I love the idea. And the reason I love the idea is because people are going to be so much more, they'll be able to be exposed to, you know, good, gay, lesbian, transsexual, transgender, queer role models.
And now independent.
Well, yeah, and it will help them understand themselves. It's going to help them evolve. Personally, the issue, obviously, is the pulling away, having social interaction that's going to be stunted. Because, honey, coming from a very conservative Christian area, I know a lot of people who have been homeschooled, and those bitches are stupid.
Completely.
And socially retarded.
And you meet them out here in LA, and you can point them out from a mile away.
But they tend to stay here for like a week, and then are like, I need to come back to my hometown.
Exactly. My mama made my bed. I gotta go.
I need my mama's teeth to suckle from right now.
Well, the way I'm looking at it is I have two friends that actually are teaching at my high school back home in Mauston, Wisconsin. That is, you know, I graduated with 120 people. The town that I went to high school in was about 4,000 people. And there's openly gay and lesbian students in, you know, and if that's happening there where I was so not coming out when I was in high school, then that says something, you know. So to put this online high school as a complete high school, I just think maybe there's, you know, if it was something in addition, you know.
Well, it does bring up the point where when people are being so tortured in their own public school or private school environment, you know, they do need to be educated and they do have a bit of social interaction. So that is a good safe haven for them. And it's probably, you know, like I said, going back to role models, it's very important that they have good gay, lesbian, transgender role models. Transgender role models.
But,
you know, and so, but I mean, there's pros and cons to everything. Completely. You know, even with public school versus private, there's, you know, so it's just one of those things that, you know, there is an opportunity for safety to be. You know, if their lives are threatened or they're tortured beyond belief, because, you know, that we've seen it over and over again, how people have gone through such torture that they, you know, choose to go the route that should not be taken.
Yes.
What would that route be?
Death. Suicide. Oh, okay. To protect them from that would be a great option.
In teenagers, the highest reason for suicide is dealing with sexuality. Yeah. But you said something earlier, Paul, when we were talking about this, because you need to pipe up, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, actually, Dina said everything that I was going to say.
Okay.
Kind of.
Something else. That
well, I was really against kind this, and I kept saying this is stupid. But the more I think about it, the more I, like, read what you have written here about it being in a rural area, actually makes, or rather, it's for people in rural areas. Yeah. It actually makes a little bit more sense to me. Because, like, my opposition is that, to me, too many gay people completely immerse themselves in the
we know those
gay culture
who are solely like,
so we're going to start them early with this online high school. But I mean,
well, you know, it's with anything. Once you discover something about yourself, you tend to go a little bit overboard on it for a while, you know. So and it's just kind of natural, and I don't think that that's a bad thing all the time. It may not be the best to be around all the time when you're dealing with them, because there is so many more facets to life than I think people realize at certain points in their lives, period.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
but also, if these kids are really obviously gay, then maybe it is safer for them to be
elsewhere. I'm surprised I made it through my life.
I love that one episode of Will and Grace where Will has his nephew.
Of course.
At the Christmas, yeah.
I like every episode of his nephew. Anyway. Another thing, a pro for homeschooling kind of things and online schooling, If they focus on creating communities within those kids and those families that are homeschooled, it does create, or online schooled, it does create the opportunity for them to be social and have, you know, mature socially with that. Because I have seen that with Christian homeschools, and they tended to, like, when they kind of build a community and once a week they meet together and they have that interaction and the kids study together, you know, from different families get together and study together, then it's kind of good. But it's just, you know, there are things that are good.
But still, parents, send your kids to school.
I just looked down and I saw pissed and I was like, oh no, well, I'm trying not to. I've seen enough golden showers this week.
Really? Okay. Well, there's a Polish woman. I've put Polish woman pissed. Polish woman fined for verbally abusing gay neighbor. Polish woman had been ordered by a judge to cease from calling her neighbor gay slurs and was ordered to pay him an equivalent of $5,000. That was on Gay 360 News, but then on Advocate.com, I saw that she was fired from her job, too. So, and it's kind of
that's what you get for hating.
Kind of interesting because Poland, I don't think, is very gay friendly. Like,
yeah,
this, when one of my exes, who is Polish, completely, he'll never come out to his parents and never come out to his brothers and sisters. Like, just yeah. So, anyway, anything to add?
Yeah, it goes back to, you know, there are good things and bad things.
Yeah.
It's good that she was, you know, that they're trying to be proactive against hate.
Is that it? Or was she, like, yelling across the hall at him?
Honey, I don't know. I didn't read the article. Or I'm just saying.
She's out her window, you know what I mean?
From my, I know, she's like, whatever. I don't know how to speak Polish.
Diamy Boucher. I think that's it. Yeah.
I don't even know that
kiss
means.
My ass.
Oh.
I'd no, like Pasari Medupa. So, kiss my ass. Anyway.
And all of a sudden, he's a Polak. I love it.
I have a little bit in
how many times? So, and then there's also where, you know, if someone can't speak their mind a little bit, then that gets scary. Don't and kind it. Of, but, you know, whatever.
I'm going
to. I care very little this week about anything other than me.
I'm going to bring up the Tel Aviv stuff really quick, and then we'll go into a couple later notes. Tens of thousands of Israelis demonstrated in solidarity with Israel's gay community at a rally in Tel Aviv. Saturday night's rally also was shown was a show of support for the victims the last week's shooting in Tel Aviv at a community center for gay and lesbian youth, in which two were killed and dozens were wounded. 70,000 people are protesting.
Oh, 70,000. That's
so
awesome.
I think it's amazing. Just think about when we were protesting here in L.A.
Yeah, no, that's maybe it's amazing.
At the most, that one day downtown, 20,000, like 70,000.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, and it's really good, you know, for the Middle East, and yeah.
I actually have a secondhand gay protesting story because I was bad and didn't go out at all. I watched it from my house when they walked. When they marched down Santa Monica, but
I'm a gay too.
With a whiskey sour and a beer in his hand,
yeah, shouting from the window. A friend of mine
that was closed,
yeah,
and the doors were double locked,
and the air conditioner.
Well, way to just kill my. a friend of mine last summer. It was last fall.
September, November.
Friend of mine saw Richard Dreyfuss at it. At one of the Prop 8 protests, and he like stopped him, and he said, "Like, what are you doing here?" And Richard Dreyfuss said, "I know where to pick up the cute guys," and I found that really endearing of Richard Dreyfuss. He's
aww.
Straight, but
you know.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
Aww.
Aww, thank you for sharing that.
It was a dud. Okay.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't about fucking or getting. Robbed her.
It was about Richard Dreyfuss.
Ouch.
Okay, so in the New York Times today, there was an article. There's a couple articles I want to bring up. One that dealt with Twittering and how Twittering is bad, and we don't need to chronicle everything in our lives about Twittering and Facebook. So I'm just going to give that to you later. We'll read it at the bar. If we're, are we still going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello,
of
Oil
course.
Can Harry's.
If you guys don't know, Oil Can Harry's is now our thing after our show. So come out and join us if you're in the Valley, bored.
Yes.
It's dollar beer.
And it's show tunes, and let me tell you, it's entertaining.
I didn't tell you about this part. You're stuck going with us.
Yeah, you really didn't tell you.
I just realized. I didn't think that. I didn't think Dina would want to go. Anyway, the other story is hitchhiking. There's this hitchhiking interview with a hitchhiker in the New York Times today, and it's kind of intriguing, like, because we look negatively on hitchhiking and
interview with a hitchhiker,
you know, it's but it got kind of interesting, and you know, and I was using my idea on like, when do you blow him, like when do you, you know, when do you offer gas, when do you offer lunch, when do you offer sex, you know, but that was never brought up, just gas and lunch. But at the end, the very last question is, well, what do you say, what would you wear as a hitchhiker in Antarctica? Really? What the fuck? You're going to throw the whole article away with that question.
Is that like because like the lady hitchhikers can't roll up their bloomers and show their leg on the side of the road in Antarctica because it's too cold?
Who the fuck is in Antarctica to go to hitchhike with?
I'm Mark Jacobs Parka with
but like really
what kind
like
of cars
sensible
are?
Chanel
exactly,
boots.
Exactly. Like, are you going to hitchhike for a boat? Like an ice
and rig? How long do you have to wait to find a car exactly. to put your thumb out, you know?
Yeah.
And what if that car passes you by?
It's true. And what color makeup should you wear when I'm just saying. So, what does it do to your bleach job when you're, you know, in that? I'm just saying.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, what if you got your dog with, and it's a gay dog?
She put her in a Marc Jacobs parka too.
Which, Wisconsin, on Tuesday, same-sex couples are starting to get signing up for domestic partnerships. Yay. John Hughes passed away at age 59.
It's tragic.
It is. We've talked about so much on death the last month. But I want to get to something a little bit more amusing. There was a child pornographer arrested. Did you hear about this?
I vaguely heard the mention of it, and thank the gods that
he was arrested. Pornographers are and being when arrested, the police, horrible. You know, got there and saw what was on his computer, he said that the cat had jumped on the keyboard, and that's how these websites came up.
Oh really? No! Keyboard cat strikes again.
Seriously?
What?
Seriously? What the
what?
Hell?
Yay.
Yeah.
So my cat often pops onto my computer and, yeah, and brings up.
Is your feline a pedophile?
I don't have a cat. Yet.
Maybe your goldfish.
It's coming
or
in the mail.
Or your rhinoceros.
Your rhinoceros. Make sure that you spay and neuter your pets.
Poor Paul. Spay and neuter your pets.
Thanks, anyway. Kirstie Alley.
Thank you. So, yes, 500-pound man was, he tried to smuggle in his gun and his flabs of fat onto the plane.
You know, there's do we know that he actually tried, or was he accidentally holding all sorts of shit in there that he didn't know was there?
He had misplaced it, I think. Okay, so like, I was kind of thinking about this.
There's that pizza from last
right?
week.
I was kind of thinking about this, because I can see the appeal to being pretty much homebound and gaining, like, so much weight. And I think the biggest reason, the culprit of this whole, you know, everybody gaining so much weight, I'm not even thinking about the gun right now. But, you know, Pink Dot. It's Pink Dot.
What?
That's the problem.
Only in L.A. do we have Pink Dot. For everyone that's not in L.A., Pink Dot will deliver you anything at any time of the day.
Everything. And is there anything healthy on there? Not really. It's liquor, ice cream, and cheesecake. I'm just saying. And if you happen to misplace heavy artillery within the folds, I mean, it happens. It's, you know,
so
it's...
we want to tell this guy to sue Pink Dot.
Sue Pink Dot.
Or there's that other one now, too. That other delivery... Oh, what the hell? Yummy.
Yes.
Yummy.com.
And there's there are things like that in almost every big city. So I'm just saying. And Moomoo's are us, honey. Go online, find a Moomoo. They're fabulous. You can find some that are quite masculine these days.
I'm really shocked not to see you in a sundress, by the way.
Okay, let me tell you about this. I was in a sundress all weekend.
I know.
And today I did not even bother with anything because I was not putting a bra on today. Yeah, I got up and I was just like, oh,
me
Lord
neither.
Jesus, honey. Yeah.
So.
And your heaving breasts are annoying me.
A couple other quick things. I saw Julie and Julia this weekend.
Which I'm so jealous of.
I fucking loved it. We'll go see it this week, I promise. It's so amazing.
My
not
view
so
from
amazing,
those.
But it was really enjoyable. And Stanley Tucci and Meryl Streep they fucking work so well together.
They're amazing actors.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. It's that Amy Adams part that.
But it wasn't bad either. Like she,
I love Amy Adams.
I love Amy Adams too. I haven't seen it, but that's what doesn't. I mean, I don't want to see it because
it
of that,
works. Yeah. It works if you can get over the. If you can get
also Nora Ephron's a bad director.
It's probably one of her best movies because she hasn't been the best in the past. Obviously.
Oh no.
Sorry, I burped. Gassy Gladys is on this side of the table today. Yeah, Melrose Place.
I haven't seen
Ashley
it, and I
Simpson.
Didn't even know that they were doing it.
I didn't realize
so...
it until this week when I saw the billboard. Yeah, they're redoing Melrose Place. I guess a couple of the old cast members are going to be on it. I never really watched it in the first place, but I thought I'd bring it up. But once Heather Locklear goes back on, then I'll watch it.
My mom used to watch it when I was 3.
Melrose Place with walkers. So, when you're... bitch, yeah. That makes you like 20.
Okay. When I was 10.
So
shit,
I'm
what does that make me? Damn!
I cannot think of your age all
so
the time.
So I'm really excited about how my view was from the hotel room. We stayed at the Westin Diplomat on the ocean side, and it was like I wake up every morning and the curtains are open and you see ocean. And last night the moon was hanging over the water. It was fucking gorgeous. Just thought I'd let you guys know that.
Thank you. Fucking bitch. So we've got to wrap up. I mean, we're going late because they are going late.
We're going late?
A couple minutes. This clock over here says that we're going late. So, Paul, how can people reach you if they would like to get your assistance or put
you
on
what?
A job?
They can actually just contact me on Twitter.
Twitter?
Yeah. Yay!
Okay, Paul Sutherland on Twitter.
Yep. There's an underscore in there.
He's a friend of ours, so you can find him that way. At Dina and Martina's show, or Dina and Greg show on Twitter. There's also DinaandGregShow.com.
And there's also DinaMartinez.com and Twitter/DinaMartinez.
Yes. So, and check our blog. It will be completely updated on Thursday with all the information from tonight and some added stuff. And then you can find Paul that way too.
Yay.
Next week we have.
Cutie patootie.
Next week, you want to introduce her?
Oh, next week.
Yeah.
Shane Risk is going to be in the studio singing
live.
Shane
Risk is next week. And
yes. The following week is, which, so excited, Queers of Comedy are going to be in the studio, and they are fucking hilarious. And on the 30th, I believe it's the 30th, Calpurnia Adams from Trans American Love Story is going to be in the studio, too.
And I think Christine Matthews, the Pride Event Coordinator, is going to join us next week, too.
Oh, fun.
With Shane. Just the stuff. Yay. You know you love her. She says hi, by the way.
Oh, yay.
So that is the Dina and Greg show. Do you want to add anything else at all? Anything?
I love you guys.
Okay, I'm Greg Potter.
DinaandGregShow.com. I'm Dina Martinez.
Paul, do you want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone. Have a great
Thanks for
week.
Joining
okay,
us.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.